Welcome to Spodcast number 5. I'm only joking, it's really number 8, isn't it?
It's number 7.
It's all the same thing.
Okay. It all melds into one.
Hi.
Hello. Yes.
We're still podcasters.
We're what?
Where do we go?
We had a week off. Because we released one a week ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
And then we didn't talk to each other for a week, did we?
There's no point.
All right.
Yeah. And now we're back, and we have things to talk about.
Yes.
Any good things?
No. Oh boy.
Some.
It's a podcast, isn't it? It's shit.
Oh yeah, I forgot we're rank amateurs.
We are. Emphasis on the rank.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we were going to start with listeners' emails, weren't we? Again?
Yeah,
seems to be the tradition.
Yeah, seeing as we just couldn't shut up about them before we started recording.
Yeah, because we've had an email or two.
Uh-huh, we indeed have.
Yeah, we've been inundated with a call. And
hang on, we had one. Oh, no, we had two.
We had two, but the second one was an apology for the first one.
Yes.
That's how good our emails are.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't quite as bad as sorry I sent this to the wrong person, because we'd read that out, obviously. But
don't mention this in the podcast, because we never do that, do we?
No, we'd certainly never mention anything that Michelle ever wrote to us and told us not to mention.
Of course.
Hello, Mish.
It was along the lines of about our profanity. There was something in the New York Times about profanity or something. I don't know. I've got no idea, because
they're taking the
Hobbits
to Isengard.
They are, in fact, taking the Hobbits to Isengard.
What's that got to do with profanity?
What do you think? Anyway, yes, profanity.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what it's all about, because
the second email was sorry about the link. Didn't realise the New York Times thought their past articles were worth $4 a piece. Idiots.
Sorry about the bag.
Didn't have time to shave.
Could be really
so upset. None of us has actually read the article in question.
There's something about along the lines that we were talking about people that
we can only imagine.
Yes, people are thinking the profanity, the sort of, you know, importance placed on not swearing was a bit.
We really are
done.
Talking up a non-item a lot, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
We don't know what the article is about, and we're already deep in depth about what it's about.
Well, that's it, you see. Nobody can tell us otherwise unless they're prepared to shell out $4 and face it. Who would?
Yeah.
Just to prove us wrong.
To be fair,
or
we don't care
that much. Or to risk proving us wrong. So I'm going to put my hand on my heart, put my money down and say, I reckon they were kind of taking the post-punk sort of view of saying, well, so fucking what, you know? Big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Well,
so somebody's swearing. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, crying in a fucking river. I'm going to put down my money on the fact that it's about profanity, as in profane people. Because I really can't think of any other reason to think of anything.
Maybe they just published Roger Melly's Profanosaurus.
That would just charge £4 for it.
Yeah.
$4.
Well, Viz do.
$4.
$4.
Yeah, Profanosaurus is great.
Ray showed me a really funny Profanosaurus entry on the internet the other day, which was along the lines of sod. And what sod means. Apparently it's a clump of earth in an uphill garden.
Okay.
Well, when he does point out that Charmed is shit, but we knew that.
Yeah, but he also then goes on and says Supernaturals is better than many of the shows we've mentioned.
Well,
it's not a great show, but it's decent. Well, that's
opinion. It's an opinion of somebody who obviously has a beard and lives in a desert.
And he does make a very good point. In the crowded field this season, decent may not be enough.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Well, that was crowded, was it? I thought that said crowed.
Oh, it does say crowed.
It does, doesn't it?
Sith, who emailed us, is renowned for his typographical
His teops.
Mastery, yes, his teops.
Yes, his teops.
And we look for them in abandon.
Has to be said, though, he's a top chap, and thanks for the email, Sif.
Yeah, you're the only one who stood by.
You're the only one who bothered, and if you don't do it next week, we're going to K-line you.
Oh, and it's the email address is spodcast@spodcast.org.
Indeed.
So, got it in really early. We actually remembered to mention it early there, isn't it?
Yeah. Woo-hoo. It's a good job your dual 2 gigahertz G5's working to get that message across, isn't it?
Oh,
because if it weren't, you'd have never been able to have said that on the Skype.
I really wouldn't. You're right. Absolutely. No. Correct. Mm.
Mm. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's move on and talk about the wonderful sound quality we now have.
Speaking
of because we worked long and hard on. Well, Stutt worked long and hard. I watched.
I heard about Stutt working hard, so I presume that must have been something. So,
well, you know,
momentous occasion.
Yes. after the disaster of last week,
and the bigger disaster of the week before.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Oh, it never happened.
Don't talk about what?
Yeah,
exactly. That never happened.
Yes. Anyway, I went on the hunt for a better solution, and came across Audio Hijack Pro, which I have to say rocks the bollocks off anyone.
So you've gone from a Windows solution to a Mac solution.
Yes, we're 100% Mac, and we've moved from a Skype recording thing to an all-in-one using a single Skype account thing.
And this is the one using what Elliot referred to as piss flowers.
Yes.
You didn't hear what I called the audio jack-off software, yes. Did you?
Oh, right.
Yes.
Speaking of profanity, I give you
profanity. Yeah. Hi.
Yes. Anyway, thank you. So what we have is Audio Hijack Pro, which is a sort of sound routing thing, lets you hijack the input and output from any application and route it to pretty much anywhere, including an MP3 file, which is very useful, as I'm sure you can understand.
Yes. So, and here's what we did in the band earlier.
It's a very strange setup for me, because I have... you set up channels, which are like... Well, they call them sessions, but they're channels of audio.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different options you can have, like physical devices to virtual cables, which is where SoundCloud comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You can have applications to somewhere... and you can have an output to an MP3 file or an AAC file, and they do other things as well.
Yeah, very nice.
But I have my USB going into Skype, my USB headset,
mm-hmm.
going into Skype and into Audio Hijack Pro. I didn't even know you could do that. on that I have two filters. One is a compressor. I hope my voice sounds lovely.
Is it a regular thing, or is it a valvey type thing?
No, it's a regular thing. I couldn't find a valve one that was free.
Oh, you're using the one built into Core Audio?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me have a look. It's called MDA Dynamics. It's a VST effect.
Oh, right.
It comes with Audio Hijack.
Right, so it's not the one that...
Well, I assume it does. It was installed on there. I haven't done anything to get it.
Okay.
So there's that. And then I route the USB into one of the SoundFlower cards, or mm-hmm. SoundFlower channels, then one of the SoundFlower channels into another session in Audio Hijack, which then has a filter of application mixer, which mixes in the music. That then goes out to another SoundFlower channel,
mm-hmm.
which then gets routed through another session into the MP3 file. Okay?
Very
Are you following that? There will be questions later.
You will be.
Yes. So it's rather like my GarageBand... to Skype thing only.
It's just routing it
only
through different bits.
It works and doesn't make him sound like a chipmunk.
Although I can do that.
You can, yes. You're anyway. Too.
Yes,
sorry.
Let's not do that.
Yes, let's not do that. And then the fourth session I have in Audio Hijack is to hijack Skype's output and push that into the same SoundFlower cable that goes to the file. And on that, there's also a compressor. So hopefully the other two guys should sound good too.
Fantastic.
Or better. Yeah. But I was amazed at how well it works.
Yeah, because we did some testing up until quite late one night, and it
really
did sound cool, didn't it?
Appeal. Can we put out an appeal for another headset for Elliot?
Yeah.
The hiss you can hear is all seems to be coming from him.
It's because I'm a hissy bitch.
Okay.
It's because
I'm throwing a hissing fit.
Oh.
I thought actually we could be like Captain Beaky and his band, and we could have like Jared could be Reckless Rat or something.
And you would be Hissing Sid.
And I'd be Hissing Sid, yeah.
Artful Owl, yes, I like that one. I think you have an altogether far too vivid memory of that song.
Whose fault is okay. that?
That would be Captain Beaky's fault.
Now we're going
and who was it that forced that such things upon me regularly?
That would be television.
Oh, was it? I'm working on the theory that we had one then, yes.
Yes.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay. Shall we move on to Elliot's Apple story? The improbable Apple
yes.
story.
I had a close encounter of the nano kind.
Way.
Okay.
Which was very nice. I went down to my local Apple store center thing.
I thought you were right the first time.
Yeah, my weeping apple sore. And KRCS Nottingham, that was it. And I went down there and sidled up to their counter and said, have you got any nanos I can have a look at? I've been told I've got to come in and caress one. And they kind of looked at me like I was totally gone out. And so
but
obviously...
You probably were, to be honest.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Meh. Yeah, stuff happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd play the podcast card and say, I've been told I have to caress one. It's for my podcast. And obviously, that seems to appeal to people who do iPod things. I don't know why.
Because they both have the word pod near them.
Podcasting's cool, that's what
they're both, yeah.
And not done by wankers at all. Yeah, okay.
No, and, it is big and it is clever.
Yeah. So they went into their little cupboardy drawer thing and pulled out from the secret compartment their two brightly coloured socks, which scared me at first. I thought, oh, Death Wish. Oh.
No, scum.
And...
You've seen Scum where he puts the snooker ball in the sock.
No, it's 50p pieces.
50p pieces? I think you'll find that Death Witch that used the coins was actually dimes or something.
Are you sure?
Well, it wouldn't have been 50p pieces in America, would it now?
Yeah, but
I can't imagine
talking
Charles
about...
Bronson going to the
Calm
bank and saying...
Calm down, madam, it's only a film. I can't imagine Bon Vivant, what's his bloody face, having any... knowledge of anything other than, well, anything really.
Calm down, dear. It's a commercial.
Yes.
iPod Nano.
So yes, back onto the Nano. They got out of his two socks, and he took out this rather nice, shiny white little Nano and put it in my hand, and I was all coo wow and started caressing it. This was a chap by the name of Robert who was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm sitting there caressing it, going coo wow, rusty spoon, the whole bit. He slips a black one into my hand.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And goes, there you go. One of each. Every man's dream. Two at the same time.
What did you say to that? I've got to know.
What did I say to that?
Yeah.
Ooh, I said.
Oh, okay.
So before we get to the rest of the story, what do you think of the Nano?
Oh,
he's already said, ooh.
It is lovely. It's tiny, and I wanted to take it home. So, yeah, so if we're seeing as we're having appeals, I would like one black and one white Nano, please, engraved in the style of Alucard's gun from Helsing. Thank you very much.
Not asking for much, are you?
Just a lot.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and then this other guy, who I think is a store manager, walks by, and Robert said... when I was asking them who they were, he said, I'm Robert, and he's Adrian Smith. He really knows his iPod. And they giggle, okay. And I'm like, what? And he says, Google it. So I did. And I came up with this funny story where this chappy, who's the manager of the local Apple store, had his iPod stolen from his car.
Adrian Smith.
Yeah.
Not Adrian Smith, the Games Workshop and the rest. Artist, I presume.
It's difficult to say, isn't it? I mean, it's Nottingham, so it could very well be Games Workshop.
I think Adrian Smith is. Adrian Smith has moved back from Edinburgh to Nottingham. I think he's now working for Tower Workshop. I can't remember that.
If Adrian's listening, please give us a shout.
Yeah, clarify. Explain your diction.
I do think that Adrian Smith, the artist, would not need to get a job in an Apple store.
No, but it might finance his Apple habit.
Right. So, yes, continue.
So, anyway, and then shortly afterwards, after he's had his iPod stolen, some diamond geezer comes into the shop and goes, I need a cable for my iPod. I've lost my cable. And he goes, well, let's have a look at the iPod then. And he hands it over. And this Adrian goes, that's familiar. And plugs it into an Apple and it pops up with Adrian's iPod. So he runs some other tests saying, I'm just going to have to check model, blah, blah, blah. He basically hands him a bit of hand wavium. And the other staff keep him busy, and Adrian slips out and phones the police and goes, my stolen iPod's reappeared. and gave a description of the chappy to the police, who went, him.
Nottingham, don't you
know? Always a good sign.
And they were there in like 30 seconds. They obviously must have been buying pizza nearby or something.
Well, they have nothing else to do up there, you know.
Well, quite. It's not like they're ever catching criminals.
No, they leave that to shop owners.
Exactly. And they were on the case like instantly and bundled the guy off. So there you go, Adrian Smith. He knows his iPods.
Well, at least he knows his iPod.
Exactly, he knows his iPods. So that was a funny story. So hello to you, good people at KRCS Nottingham, which sounds like a radio station in America or something.
Yes. WKRS coming right at you.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still trying to get my hands on a Nano.
Yeah, they're nice. So sweet and they're tiny lovely and who cares if they play music or not?
One of my friends at work got one and was engraved on the back saying from her boyfriend saying, what did it say?
Sorry, I got your sister up the duff or something.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
More than that, to which he'd say, that's fine. Thanks for the Nano.
Thanks for the Nano. I'm not dumping you till after Christmas.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio this morning.
Why?
And, well, because I have to drive to work. It takes a long time.
And you don't have a plug-in for your iPod?
I don't. I have an iPod, in fact.
You need a Nano as well, then?
I do.
Am I the only one here with an iPod?
I've got a new phone. It plays MP3s. It's fine. But on the radio this morning, they were having this one of these things where, you know, there's a couple and one has to answer questions about the other.
Oh, yeah.
And it turned out after the competition that she had dumped him last night and phoned him up this morning to say, could you come on the radio and win me something?
Oh, no. Nice.
I mean, would you? I mean...
Oh, yes.
You know.
Fuck off, bitch, I think would be the
I would totally do it.
She didn't win.
Exactly.
I'm not surprised. Put her through the humiliation and then drop her in it.
Absolutely. Anyway.
So what was that you said about a new phone?
Oh, did I say something about a new phone?
Have you got a new phone?
Do I?
Are you going to tell us all about it?
I could do.
Do we have to get the thumb screws?
Oh, speaking of thumb screw. Urban 8.
Oh, God.
Zach Beer. You missed your slot there.
Nice little segue there.
Yeah, very good. You missed your slot there, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Zach Beer, who wrote Thumbscrew. Again in a few minutes.
Yeah, you have a chance. Zach Beer, who wrote Thumbscrew and does urban8.com,
said... Mm-hmm. Talked about him last week.
He said nice things about this podcast on his website.
Well, he said things.
It's brilliant, he said.
No
is
way.
Such a marvellous conversational tone.
My friend, you did fool.
Yeah, my friends Jared, Spadge and Stud have been doing their weekly podcast for over a month now, and it's brilliant. Such a marvellous conversational tone, I find myself preparing to talk back to them all the time. Download them from the site.
I told you it was the delusional fool.
Download them from the site or subscribe to them from iTunes, which is a good idea.
Do it.
If he wants to talk back to us, we'll have to get him on.
Although, you have to think, we are perhaps, by telling people to subscribe to us, preaching to the choir.
Well, yes, obviously.
If you're listening to this on a stolen iPod, subscribe to us.
Don't tell your friends, tell your enemies.
Yeah.
Stay subscribed. That's what you're supposed to say, isn't
it? Yeah, stay subscribed. Yeah. We love you.
Yeah, we do.
And drink Senseo coffee.
The nano's in the post. So, start, phone.
Yes, phone. Mentioned last week I was looking at getting another phone. And I have. I was going to get an iMate Jam.
Jam.
But after I'd ordered it, I did the usual thing of reading reviews that I hadn't read before I ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of them were saying that you shouldn't buy it because Windows Mobile 5 is just about to come out. If you want a Windows Mobile, get one with Windows Mobile 5.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense.
Which kind of makes sense. Yeah, so I cancelled it. And ordered an iMate Jazz Jar instead, which is, it's a brick.
Mm. It's a brick.
But it's a brick that does everything.
Very nice.
The form factor is like a tablet PC. It's a clamshell,
mm-hmm.
but when it's open, the screen twists 180 degrees, and you can close it again, so it's like a PDA.
Oh, so the screen's behind the phone then? Behind the screen? The keyboard's behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brain melted. So it's like the old Nokia communicator, but it flips the screen.
Yes. Yes. Similar size as well.
So they can beat someone to death with you if they try to mug you for your iPod.
Oh, yeah. I'd be able to hit them with it and they wouldn't have a chance.
Right.
Back
of the head, down in one.
It's got, just quick run through the features. It's got a 1.3 megapixel camera on the back,
which is 1280 by 1024.
Yep, it's got a 640 by 480 video camera on the front.
Neat.
It's 3G compatible, hence the video camera.
Yep.
It's got the flippy screen thing, Windows Mobile 5, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. Comes with Skype pre-installed. It really does rock my socks off.
And it does IRC.
It's a bit big. Sorry?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Either.
Yeah, I was just saying, it does IRC, which is nice.
It does IRC, yes. Yes, with a keyboard.
And I was just saying, Bluetooth must make it good as well, because, by the way, if you have a mobile phone out there that doesn't have Bluetooth, and you happen to have
get
a
one
Mac,
that does.
Get one that does. It really, really is good.
And I found out yesterday it's got a speakerphone.
Oh, right.
I should have expected, really. But...
well, yeah.
So you could even do, like, Charlie's Angels on it. You could be Bosley.
I could indeed be Bosley.
Fantastic! Yes.
Or you can just leave it in the next room
Bosley
and say,
is,
and these girls work for me.
Yeah, the problem with Bosley is he hangs out with these gorgeous girls, like, every day,
mm-hmm.
but never gets anywhere with them.
That's because he's
So I'd rather not.
That's because he's ugly and lumpen.
That's because he's going to be a priest
in his
next role.
In that case, I do appreciate
role.
Being called Bosley.
Mm.
Anyway. Yes, so I make Jazz Jar.
And where did you get that one from?
Clicky noises. You can get one from all over the place. Oh, God. Yes.
And hand him a line.
I'll hand you a line. There you go.
I got lost in the phone. The phone's so nice.
Yeah.
I ordered it from a company called Mobile Fun. Mobilefun.co.uk.
And do you recommend
will not
them as
be
a
link.
Service?
There will not be a link on the website. So if you want to go there.
You'll just have to look them up yourself.
Yeah, use Google.
It's a really stupid thing they did. I ordered it on Thursday morning. Well, it was about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Through the website, yada da, had several choices, went with them because they deliver next day.
And you wanted it on Friday so you can have it for the weekend, obviously.
Yes. Yes. So... oh, actually, no. I'm getting this wrong. I ordered it on Wednesday.
Ah.
But for Thursday delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, at 5:05, I get an email from them saying, there's a problem. Phone our customer services as soon as possible. So I get on the phone straight away, you know, wanting to make sure my phone gets here the next day. About 7 minutes later, someone answers the phone. I say, got this email, doesn't tell me what's wrong, you know, what do you want me to do? And she says, I'll just have a look, blah, blah, blah. A minute or so later, she comes back and says, yes, we need to confirm that you're at the address you want it delivered to, because that's not the same as your billing address.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, that's perfectly reasonable, you know, this has happened before. So I went through the whole rigmarole of, you know, this is our website, phone number's on there, ring that number, tell them to put them through to me, and, you know, and you'll know it was me, and all that sort of thing. You know, usual sort of stuff.
Yep.
And, well, we went through all that. She said, oh, yeah, fine, that's great. That'll be dispatched for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Apparently 5 o'clock is their last dispatch time. So I ordered it 11:30, 12 o'clock. It took them till 5 minutes before their last dispatch to tell me there was a problem.
And it took them 7 minutes to answer the bloody phone. It
took them 7 minutes to answer the phone.
It's good of them.
And when I said, I want the postage back, I got an email back saying, it'll be dispatched tomorrow. You know, thank you for ordering from us.
Fuck you very much.
Yes. So I wrote back one of my snotty emails, and I haven't had a reply yet.
Well, you probably won't.
So I'm not happy, but it did arrive on Friday, so...
Have you ever had luck getting anything delivered, ever?
Do you know what? The only time I have ever had a delivery on time that I actually...
It was a court summons.
It was Apple.
Was an Apple PowerBook.
I was right
about
it.
My first Apple machine arrived on time.
That's nice.
The fact it took 3 weeks is beside the point. They told me it was going to take 3 weeks.
Yeah, at least they had the decency to not lie to you up front.
Well, it was a custom. I could have had it in a couple of days.
But
if
you
I
wanted
it
built to order.
But I wanted bits and pieces.
Well,
that
yeah, because everybody knows that the stock is crap.
Yeah. You need bigger hard drives.
That was a little while.
You need
while,
more
yeah.
memory.
Memory you do yourself.
Yeah, memory you buy third party, yeah. But you want things like the TV out module, please.
Yeah, but that's
oh,
an external
an
plugin, you can buy that later.
No, it comes with it.
And the PowerBooks, it comes with it. It's the only the iBooks
yeah.
don't.
No, it's
no,
a
yes,
bigger
no,
hard drive. And
Bluetooth?
Oh, what else did I go for? Yes, Bluetooth, thank you.
Yeah. Essential.
Yes.
Why isn't it as standard?
It is now.
It is yeah. now.
Back then,
well, back
nobody
then it
had
wasn't,
Bluetooth.
It wasn't that common.
Yeah. It was, see, I've often been the kind of person that has one Bluetooth device, and I think, I don't see what all the fuss is about.
That's like having Elliot. One end of a cable. Oh, this can plug into,
yeah. Elliot, you know you said the mobile phone website have nicked their design from somewhere?
Yeah.
I think they've nicked it from eBuyer.
Is
I'm
it?
Sure this is eBuyer's old design.
Maybe it's the same people, and they just love fucking you over.
It could well be, because I hate eBuyer.
And
mobile
phone.
You know what I did today?
Yeah. It also looks like old
I
Dabs.
Ordered something from eBuyer.
Was it old Dabs?
It might be.
Let me have
no,
a look.
No, I'm sure eBuyer used to look like that.
I'm God. Sure I recognise the blue buttons and the yellow top. Yeah, that little layout. I'm sure yeah. I recognise that from somewhere.
eBay.
If it's eBay, you're going back a long way.
Yes, I am.
It's not something I ever use, so I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're going to get yourself an iMac Jazz Jar, make sure you also get a 1 GB SD card.
You'll need it.
I found I ran out of space in no time at all.
Yeah.
Have you got NetHack for it?
No, I haven't.
What?
Keyboard's a little small, I'd say. I'm just looking at it now.
How can you have a keyboard too small for NetHack? It's not like it's a Twitcher game where you need quick access to all the keys. Oh
well,
no,
the
there's an orb
is...
running up to me. I must hit it quick. You've got all day.
I'm a chubby fella, and the keyboard is all of my fingers bar my thumbs and my right little finger.
You remind me of across. Homer Simpson with his phone.
Well, the keyboard, it's not that bad. But what's very good is if you open the thing,
mm-hmm.
flip the screen around, put it back down, hit the green phone button on the side.
It turns into
you get
a
giant phone keypad.
Oh, nice.
Ah.
Very nice.
So you don't actually have to use the little pointer pen thing.
Good. You can just prod it with your...
Oh! I was going to
finger.
I'm gonna say something about nanos again. Did you read the blog I wrote?
Yes.
Can't believe the number of people that took that seriously.
It's excellent.
Good satire.
Yes.
We'll blink to
a good
that.
Point on the thin ladies with the tight jeans.
Yes. Apple blames iPod Nano screen defects on obese Americans in tight pants.
It's brilliant.
Yes. Anyway, I think it's time for some music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is going to be an interesting experience.
Oh yeah, we're doing this live this week, aren't we?
We are recording this live
to tape.
Yeah. Well, this is recorded live in front of a studio audience.
That wouldn't be very good.
It'd be like soap.
Yeah.
It would mean we'd all have to get together. We haven't all been in the same place.
No, because I've got Maul sat on top of my monitor. He's my studio audience.
I've got cute Japanese bikini chick sprawled in front of
me. All.
I've got my postcard from Flues.
And General Grievous overlooking it. You've got your postcard from Flues. Thank you for the postcards.
I've got Chio's dog over on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to be an Azumanga Daioh fan to get that one.
And some people don't even know that that sounds like noise.
I just hear. Except with my microphone, you probably do. Isn't what?
Isn't Azumanga Daioh the Kobayashi 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 one?
The what?
Okay.
Kobayashi 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 Kobayashi. And she just speaks faster and faster and runs around and becomes this Kobayashi person.
Is it? That sounds to me more like that totally mental two-episode thingy that was just completely wrong. What was it called?
With the guy with the huge testicles hanging from his neck or something.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
What was it bloody well called?
You made me watch that.
Oh, it was so wrong, though. It was like just wrong on so many levels, and I've totally gone mind blank as to what it's called.
We're going to have to look it up because it really was quite exceptional. Yeah. She's a superhero, is that right?
She is a superhero.
Yeah.
But in true anime style, it's just bordering on the, oh, you so need to go to jail for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, lots of schoolgirls in their knickers.
No, I think that the problem is that she's 8 and then she transforms into a large-chested, scantily clad superhero.
Right, that does sound rather familiar.
Is that not normal for an 8-year-old then?
Apparently, in anime, all the time.
In anime, okay. this is the genre that gave us tentacles.
Yeah, yes. I keep thinking female frantic and then whatever F3 or whatever it's called, but it's not because that's some hentai.
It was the same letter over again. God, this is going to bug the crap out of me.
Puni Puni Poemi.
Well, that's the one. Thank you. Puni Puni Poemi.
Tell you what, we've got 3 minutes 51 seconds. To look it up.
No, I've done it. It's Puni Puni Poemi.
Oh.
You made me watch that.
Anyway, should we play some music?
Play some music now before Jared kills me.
Yeah.
Yes, right. These guys, these guys on the PodSafe Music Network, they're called Pilot Drift. They're from Piney Woods of East Texas.
Not Pinewood of Sussex, then?
No, the Piney Woods of East Texas.
You mean the flats?
Okay.
They've just had a hurricane go over the east of Texas, haven't they?
The state line of Texas and Arkansas runs directly through the middle of their city.
Yeah.
Texarkana.
So did Hurricane think of me.
And I'm just reading their bio here. Any preconception as to what a band from there might sound like should be thrown out the window.
Don't they have both kinds of music there? Country and Western.
Yeah.
Well, this is
banjos.
Listed as alternative
music
rock.
To, yeah, see what we're saying.
Anyway, they released their debut album on the 20th of September. It's called Water Sphere. And this is Caught in My Trap. Which, you know, I think is very good. So, you make your own mind up.
Hit me, maestro.
Now, do you think that I am some sort of suffering child? Will you talk me in?
That was that.
Oh, are we back?
Hey,
are we back?
We are.
Excellent. Yeah,
I should probably explain
what?
That the other guys can't actually hear the music.
We can't hear the music.
We just talk among ourselves until you get back, that's fine.
Are we back?
Are we there yet?
Anyway, there we go.
Well, both of us took toilet breaks while you were listening to the wonderful music.
Yeah, unfortunately I couldn't.
No
someone
disrespect.
Sitting here with everything crossed.
No.
Anyway.
Yes. You said 2 minutes and I thought, when I was younger, I decided that, I can't remember why, but I decided to time how long it took to go for a pee. And okay. On average, I found it's between 1 minute 20 and 1 minute 40. So I knew how long
Can we just ask what your childhood was actually like?
It was... I can't remember why I did it.
Do
I
not want to know?
Because you were a disturbed child, obviously.
You needed more video games.
That's right. I was just inquisitive. I wonder how long you actually take. How long you actually take when you go to the toilet. And thankfully that served me really usefully today, finally. 20-something years later, I realised, oh, that's good.
Oh, dear.
All I can say is, good God.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yes.
Makes you worry.
Yes.
He's your brother.
Hey, don't blame him. He's insulting my brother.
I just know him through association.
Ah, yes, could be worse. There could be. You could have a worse childhood, like the child of Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, let's jump to that.
Nicolas Cage has just had a son.
Well, that was almost seamless.
Yes, and it should be mentioned before anyone goes any further that Nicolas Cage is actually called Nicolas Coppola. and changed his name to Nicolas Cage so that he wouldn't get any assistance from his family, you know, so he wouldn't write on his family's name.
So it wasn't because he didn't want to be called Nicolas Coppola?
Well, he was called Nicolas Coppola, so he had a little choice.
Is that as in...
The Coppolas.
As in Francis Ford Coppola is his uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As in what?
As in Francis Ford Coppola is his uncle, yes.
Right.
Anyway,
that's a really original. Good name for a band. Francis Ford Coppola is my uncle.
Yeah. But anyway, he changed his name to Cage because he named it after his comic book hero Luke Cage, Power Man! And that's how he changed his name. Now, this man then decides he has a son. What do you call your son?
Batman.
If you're close, very close.
No way!
Kal-El. Kal-El Cage.
Oh, God.
Oh, Nicolas Cage, you are a bastard.
You have
I'm sorry,
blighted
but you
your
are
son's very... life to be beaten up at high school. You're going to have to hire him a bodyguard from age 3.
Chances are he probably will. But we're talking about... This is a kid who's going to get beaten up by software nerds. Everybody is going
to you're
be
you're queuing up to beat
podcast.
Him up now.
Yeah. Probably are.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't believe that you would call yourself some Kal-El. I mean, life's difficult, okay?
Life's hard enough, you know.
Yeah, and this
without
poor kid has to grow
up. Making it worse.
His great-uncle's Francis Ford Coppola. His dad is an Elvis fan. I mean, the poor kid.
When you'd think, oh, yes, you know, daddy's yacht. He's got all of the advantages life can bring you. Except one.
Yeah, he comes with that
his
celebrity
Jemima or something.
Maybe he just wants to make sure his son changes his name. You know, has the same experience as he did.
Oh, well, there you go. Well done, you've rationalised it.
Nice one. And then was I thinking it was just because he's a shit.
That's perfectly valid too.
Dweezil Zappa changed his name.
To?
Dweezil Zappa. When he was born, the nurse would not allow Frank Zappa to put the name Dweezil on his birth certificate, even though that's what they would decide. Him and Gail decided to call Dweezil. They said, "We're going to call him Dweezil," and the nurse said, "No, you're not," and would not give her the medication until she signed it.
Is that a pickle?
Yeah. Let go of that man's pickle. Frank Zappa quote. So when Dweezil was 7, he found his birth certificate and found out his real name wasn't Dweezil. So he forced his parents to legally get it changed by deed poll to Dweezil.
So what's Moon Unit's excuse?
She was born after Dweezil.
Different nurse.
Yeah.
The greatest name ever has to be Rip Torn.
No, it's Slim Pickens.
No, Rip Torn.
No, it's Katsuaki Fujiwara. I'm sorry,
only because you can pronounce it.
There is no name cooler than Katsuaki Fujiwara.
Okay.
It's a good name, Katsuaki Fujiwara.
It is just the best name ever.
Yes.
Whereas Rip Torn's real name is Elmore Rual Torn.
Yeah.
So he chose the name Rip Torn.
So?
That's a cool name.
What's the problem with
that? I'll give you a cool name. He is, in fact, Sissy SpaceX's cousin as well.
Wow.
Turn off IMDb. Space. Walk away from the IMDb window.
Walk away from the browser.
It's like Beta. You posted a link today to Beta. I looked at it and thought, no, resist.
It's work safe. It was perfectly work safe.
It's not work safe. You look at one page on Beta, you look at 100.
Of course, you lose your afternoon.
Yeah,
and there is also the problem that they do tend to go for sneaking the naked Britney shots in things, don't they? Have you seen the Beta naked Britney Cato tone or whatever it's called?
No.
Oh my God, it's the best thing ever. It is just brilliant.
Okay.
Well, we'll
have
a look at that
later.
I mean, that's just... mental.
Hmm.
Let's have a look.
Anyway,
should
we move on?
Beta.com/Britney. There you go.
But of course.
Like stupid links, then get a Britney's naked cataphone. How to make ham soup.
For those uninitiated, beta is spelt with a 3.
Turn up the sound and type on your keyboard.
How's that going to help them?
God, that's loud.
Oh my god, that hurts my ears.
Anyway.
Oh my god, you guys couldn't hear what I was listening to on my headphones then. Thankfully for you. Yeah. Yes, moving swiftly along.
Oh, I was going to request, yes, Jared, please, that you do the old stock You Are The Shit to the phone company.
Mobile fun. mobilefun.co.wank. You're shit.
Thank you.
Wait. Lovely.
Use that in your fucking adverts.
Oh, I've never actually seen it.
Mobile fun, we're shit, we are.
Talking about
I'd probably bug for a company that admitted that.
Talking about abroad, something along the lines of you shouldn't go abroad, the people are rude and you only come back ill.
Oh, abroad. I booked some tickets to Budapest today.
Oh, yeah. You're going four star hunting, weekend, aren't you?
Sorry?
All the good porn stars come from Eastern Europe.
They're all from Czechoslovakia or Hungary.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do.
Well, we do.
Two of my friends moved over there
for the porn
and
stars.
Came back with wives.
Yes, they are, yes. Very nice.
So,
that's lovely.
You never know.
So you're going to break all the IRC girls' hearts by finding a
not
lovely Eastern European...
No, not at all.
My mate,
I'm holding
my
out
mate
for me.
T Black's over there, you know. That's where he's from.
Yes.
I know a guy whose wife came from Eastern Europe as well. That's, it must be an industry they have there, churning him out off the wife machine.
Yes.
Well,
no.
You can
they just have a shredder. They just have a shredder. If they come out not looking right,
like
they go through
if they're male, shred them.
Yeah, just like a squirrel's.
Absolutely. Anyway, let's move on to something, you know, less sick.
KLM squirrels.
Yes, let's just squidge some squirrels.
Yeah.
Which one are we doing first?
Oh, I got my golf game, all right.
Oh, all right. Chibi golf.
Yes, everybody's golf. It's great. Golf is an ideal game to play on a PSP. Oh, by the way, in the States it's called Hot Shots Golf Special Cup of Tea or something.
It's on the
PSP game. Hot Shots Golf Cup of Tea. I don't know.
It's on the PS2 as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a slightly different version on the PS2. And
I was
going to
say,
Xbox.
Why would it be? You could have something vaguely realistic on a PS2.
But the problem is the analog
control.
Yeah, but
that's not always what
you
want.
The reason I didn't buy Tiger Woods. Oh, yes, Kevin the Teenager. The reason
I
didn't buy.
I was thinking along the lines of Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, idiot.
Did you see the video of him and Bill Gates, by the way?
Oh, no.
Someone took a camera and videoed the screen. It's like a really bad download of a movie, but you get to see the whole thing, and it's... It is pure Napoleon Dynamite, with Bill Gates being his brother.
Okay.
I was very impressed that Bill Gates was quite happy to have the piss taken out of him that much. But then again, he can afford it, can't he?
I was going to say, what's he got to lose, seriously?
He, just resolves himself to having it happen.
He has no self-respect.
His public image, he's got none of that.
Yeah. So yes, back to the PSP golf. I wouldn't put it up in the realistic category, because the characters' heads are bigger than...
They're chibi.
Yeah, of course they are. They're super deformed. And it's very, very playable.
Don't you get like a loud bang or explosion or something when you hit the golf ball?
Only if you have your if you're trying for a power shot.
Oh, of course.
And then if you pull the power shot off, you know, you hit the button to start the power meter, hit it when it reaches the end, and then it swings back and you hit it to time it perfectly, and if you get it all right you can get special. It's
what you're saying is it's like that penguin slapping game.
Yes, only considerably more complicated and more longevity. Right. And the ideal thing about it is, it's not a Twitch game. If you quickly have to stop playing, as long as you're not mid actually hitting the buttons.
Mid-swing.
If you're not mid-swing, you can stop, turn around, look to see if you got to your station yet. Oh no, we're not there. Look at the map. Oh, that one, three stops away. And then go back to your game. Because being golf, it's a do something, see what happens. Do something, see what happens.
And it puts little trails behind the ball so that you can see it.
Yep, it gives the ball an air trail, and on the ground it shows you the path of the ball through the grass. So you can see how much curvature it has. I would not call it a realistic sim, but it's a PSP game. What do you want?
Just a bit of fun.
It's highly, highly entertaining. I've not got to play it on the internet yet, but apparently you can get this piece of software that allows you to reroute your PSP through your computer to find other computers that have their PSPs routed through them. It's not part of the golf game, but it's something I read about on an internet somewhere.
An internet,
yes. I don't know which one.
Okay.
But all in all...
Probably the crap public one.
Yeah. Not the super military one or the university one. But all in all, I would say it's highly, highly recommended. It looks good. It plays well. There's even an elegant gothic Lolita character in it.
Can't argue with that.
You really can't. Okay, super deformed EGLs. I mean, yeah.
Is anybody else thinking Amazing Nurse Nanako or whatever she's called?
That'll just be you. And Alex Hoshi as well. No one's thinking of her.
Good.
Yes. So all in all, I got it from Play 247, who are excellent. Free delivery anywhere in Europe, which you really can't complain about. The only problem with the Play site is every time you go on there to buy something, you see something else.
You buy 10 tons of it.
Yeah, and normally you would say, you're on Amazon, you'd think, no, because it's not in stock, it'll delay my order. But on Play, you just think, oh, sod it, it's free delivery. They'll post them separately, which they always do. And then 30 quid later, you're still saying, well, I should stop shopping a while ago.
Yeah.
So don't go to Play 247 unless you have cash in your pocket.
Not that great cash site. In your pocket's going to be anyhow whatsoever on the internet, but yeah, point taken.
Yeah. Virtual cash in your virtual pocket? Yes. Play 247, or sorry, play.com as they're now called. You're not shit. Well done. No. Woohoo!
Okay. Yes, we need a shit list and a shit hot list.
Yeah, well, they get a woohoo, they do.
They get a woohoo.
Beta. We need something not woohoo, because I just realised that's what beta uses on their beta board, isn't it?
Ah.
They can get a Tora, Tora, Tora.
Why?
Because I just turned my head and saw it on the pile of DVDs over here. I picked up a second-hand copy of Tora 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 recently, and it's still been delicious. It's recently been delicious monstered. All my DVDs have to come by the computer and get delicious monstered, otherwise I lose track of what I've bought.
On that basis, can we call them Spaceballs Tron Whole 9 Yards Lethal Weapon 4?
Spaceballs Tron Whole 9 Yards.
Spaceballs Tron Whole 9 Yards Lethal Weapon 4.
We could.
What you like, Battle?
Whole 9 Yards. Okay. I started watching that movie and thought it was absolute shit. Until about halfway through, the story just completely changed and I was hooked, and it was brilliant after that. But really, the first half made me think, oh god, this is going to be rubbish. Oh god, this
whole 10
is
yards
rubbish.
Is good too.
I saw Whole 10 Yards and thought, it's so obviously a Milk It sequel. But
I've watched
Matthew Perry's My Kind of Humour.
Yeah.
I watched, what's it called? It was that bad. What's that? Resident Evil Apologies or something.
Oh, God.
Acropolis.
Sound good.
It was awful, but it had some really good action sequences in it that kept me entertained for minutes.
Were they slow motions of Milo Jovovich in a dress?
Generally.
Thank God for that. The only good thing about the first Resident Evil film was Mila Jovovich in a red mini dress.
That's what she said in an interview, wasn't it?
I remember. Saying, hey, it's got me with guns in a red mini dress. Watch it.
In a a wet mini dress.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes.
I mean, that's the only good thing about the film.
Oh, dear.
No, it's worthy.
Yeah, let's be honest. We were watchable. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anyone buying it for that, though.
No.
Well.
And the solution, of course, to piracy is make better movies.
Yes. Well, that's it, you see. I saw the film advertised in my local corner shop that has DVDs for rent and stuff, so I thought, I'm going to have to watch that.
But you didn't rent it.
God, no.
Oh, dear, anyway, you are.
Shall we move on? Bug off.
It's only because you haven't got any.
Yes. Shall we just move on? We've got one thing left.
Oh, yes, licentious behaviour.
We're about to pass the hour again.
Oh, no, grief.
Well, at least I've eaten this time. I'm good for the night, me.
Good grief, it's far too late. I've got my office move over the next few days, starting tomorrow morning.
Well, at least you're not busy.
Anyway, I just wanted to have a quick chat about software licenses. Do you guys know Bill Thompson?
Of the BBC?
No, of Bill Thompson. Yes.
The knob?
He pisses me off.
He's annoying. He's an annoying knob. He's a knobular man.
But he does have a point.
I'm sure he does.
In his latest knob.
The amount he rants, 9 times out of 10 he'll miss, but that 1 time out of 10 he's bound to hit it right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Actually, he's probably a really nice guy, to be honest, but he doesn't come across well in his articles, let's put it like that.
Oh, I don't know. Anyone who decides he needs to have a picture of himself in every article he does.
That's the little bit alien-inserted.
Pompous.
Narcissistic.
Okay. Anyway, somehow in this article, he gets from the iPod Nano screen problems.
Well, we know whose fault they are.
Well, yeah. To software licensing, I don't know how he got there.
Probably
to a so
drugs.
Unrelated.
I was going to say the Prozac wore off.
Yes. But he does actually make a good point.
Yeah.
Which I've always thought, but I've always just accepted as, you know, fact of life. Software licenses.
Yes.
Basically, exclude liability for everything. And just imagine for a second, if a software license agreement was required to accept liability for software defects, what sort of world would we live in? What would Windows be like?
There'd be a lot fewer RAM programmers, I think.
Well, actually, I'm not sure. Because the demand for the software would still be there.
Yeah, but
the quality would be much higher. The prices would also be a bit higher.
You wouldn't have 500 bloody MP3 players.
Yeah.
You'd have all one that
worked. You'd have several that work.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that it's a complete minefield, because most problems with software are due to the combination of software rather than individual bits of software.
Yeah, but you've got to think that if people could follow a specification sheet, I mean, I'm thinking here primarily of Creative Labs, if they could follow a simple specification sheet, then they wouldn't have this problem.
Well, the other solution would, of course, nobody would buy American software.
Well, I don't think that's right.
Because the Swedes would say, liability? Fuck liability. Got your liability right here for you. And write software in open source.
Yes, but open source software doesn't guarantee that it's, you know, bug-free.
No, but because it will not be under American laws or whatever these imaginary laws we're saying existed, if the imaginary software has to be liable,
well, it's not.
They'd buy it from people who couldn't be liable, because they'd be cheap.
It's not laws. The software licenses at the moment would basically be like you handing over £20,000 for a license to use your car.
Yeah.
But at the same time, them saying, if you get 2 miles down the road and it falls to pieces, it's not our problem.
Yes.
Or if you get 2 miles down the road and it wipes, I don't know, if
it
empties its petrol tank or something. Mm. We're not liable for it. How can that possibly be right? whether it's, you know, I don't know. It just seems wrong to me.
So what you're saying is that software writers should have some sense of responsibility.
Yes.
You mean accountability.
And as one of them, I think I'm well within my rights to say this.
Yeah, yep. I think there should be more accountability in this world.
And it's not, I mean, it's not that it can't be done. We know it can, because, I mean, look at most Apple software. There's very little Apple software that is unstable.
But unless you're running it in Windows. Just face it.
I mean,
QuickTime has been a problem forever.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. There are Apple software that has problems.
Old version of iTunes used to just completely ignore whatever settings you gave it when you installed it, and it just went ahead and hosed all your MP3s anyway.
But that's not the sort of thing I'm talking about.
You're talking about data loss and stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know,
managing a nuclear power plant.
Things that would cause
off.
You to lose data. Well, managing power plants is different. I've worked in that industry, and I know the controls they have on the software. And it scared me, number one. But number two, there were things built into the contract to guarantee reliability.
Right. But this is rather like...
But they also paid through the nose for
battleships
it.
Running on Windows NT.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's make absolutely clear here, they took the Windows source and made changes to it.
Yeah.
They stripped it right down to its bare minimum and built their stuff on top of it at a very low level.
God, could you imagine if you were running a nuclear submarine, like, armed to the teeth on Windows 95? You wouldn't dare, it'd sink.
Yeah. But NT4 yeah. I'd have no problem with.
Well, yes and no.
NT4, unless DirectX is a requirement, Jarman.
Oh, yeah, okay. At that point, yeah. Sob that for a game of Soji. No, because NT4 was, apart from DirectX, was really damn stable and solid. I mean, I had an argument with somebody recently. Well, hardly an argument. It was that's really unstable. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't.
It was more of a comment followed by a slap, wasn't it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Be fair.
Yeah, all right. That's the way I saw it. Anyway, he obviously still sees it as different. Because...
Anyway.
NT4, nice.
Yes. Back to the point.
Yes.
Bill Thompson basically winds up his...
his iPod Nano article.
Analysis would be the word. His analysis of this by saying one argument against product liability for software is that it would destroy the industry by placing unacceptable costs on developers, and that it would wipe out open source movement in its current form because there's no way an organisation like Mozilla could distribute Firefox under terms that, you know, didn't indemnify them from liability.
Right.
Which is fair enough.
Yes, but speaking of which...
But at the same time... Sorry?
Speaking of which, have you noticed recently how Firefox has started falling over an awful lot?
No.
Anything. Go to a page with any Java. Any Java. And Firefox has suddenly started collapsing on itself regularly. This is on Windows and apparently on Mac as well. But I've been seeing it a lot on Windows. I've been to a couple of pages and I see the Mozilla feedback agent... an awful lot recently.
No,
it's kind of worrying.
I haven't had that.
Anyway.
Good.
Anyway. Bill Thompson doesn't really have a solution for this.
Really?
No, that's a
But I think it's perfectly reasonable to say that you get a license as you do now if the software is free. If you have to pay for it, you should get some sort of comeback if it all goes pear-shaped.
Yeah, you think that if you're paying money for it, you should have some kind of accountability.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many times have you phoned up for support on a piece of software and been told, well, it can't be our bit, it must be something else?
That's what made me stop phoning up for support.
Yeah. You end up bouncing between companies and just give up.
And then Google happened.
Which is exactly what they want you to do.
And it became so much easier to find solutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something I've had with ISPs. They always want to know what operating system you're running on. And you say, well, all of them.
I lie. When
Yeah, it is so much easier to say it's Windows.
Yeah, I was running a Linux.
It's plugged into a hardware router. Bug off. Fix your bloody connection. Your DNS server's fallen over. Put it back up.
But you got to accept they're following a script.
Yes, and that's why
their script probably doesn't copy.
But if you
anything.
Know the script, you know the preset answers. You just run, you guide them through the script in ultra double quick speed time, and then 3 seconds later, they've we're at the bottom of the script. Shall I escalate this? Yes, yeah, you shall escalate this.
It's like ordering breakfast in America, isn't it? Trying to get it down to only 17 questions.
Yeah.
Or indeed 17 bits of food.
I went into
a Subway. No wonder their iPods break. So what?
I went into a Subway when I was last in London. Subway sandwiches, they're great. But...
Oh, they are fantastic.
They're supposed to be fast food. You get to the front of the queue, and they say, right, what do you want? And I went, sandwich. Yes, what sort of sandwich? And I just looked, and they presented me with all the lists. And I went, too much choice. I don't know. Serve him. And I stood
just give me a cheese and salad one.
Yeah, so I then went for, I'll have that. And then they went,
and
they grilled it. And I went, what are you doing?
Some kind of strange bread that nobody eats that you don't have in stock that's got to be delivered by moon ponies.
Yay, moon ponies.
But there is far too much choice.
There is.
When the too much choice gets
in the way. How would you
like your
egg? Cooked, please. I'm British. You cook it. I'll eat it.
Was that on rye without crusts? With mayonnaise instead of butter? Just give me a fucking slice of toast, bitch.
give me a sandwich now before I die.
Ah, yes. But they need their choice. Yeah. They apparently do need their choice. I don't know why. It's so they can be individual, isn't it?
Why do they need their choice, bearing in mind they're just going to eat anything?
Because
what guarantee do you have that they've put mayonnaise instead of butter in for a start?
Because if you've been eating the same sandwich for 35 years, you know the difference. It's all very silly.
There is an argument that says if you've been eating the same sandwich for 35 years, perhaps the people in this shop should be used to your asking for that sandwich by now.
Yeah.
Yes, there is also an argument to say you should try something new.
Yes.
Anyway, shall we stop there?
Before one of us mentions the 1-2-5 race.
Oh, God, what happened at the end of the 1-2-5 race?
Oh, God.
No, seriously.
The press room apparently was stunned into silence at the end of the race. They just stood there looking at each other.
What go on then? What happened?
From the beginning of the race, you've got these two guys, both on KTM bikes, in the same team. One of them's like got a chance at the championship; the other one doesn't. The other guy who's got a chance at the championship is back in like sixth place and having a bit of a hard time.
But
so
trying
20,
really hard regardless.
Yeah, but for 20 laps, you've got these two KTM guys at the front. Mika Kallio and Gabor Talmashi.
That does sound in fact right. Well done.
And Kallio's in with a chance at the championship. He leads for 20 laps, and on the very last lap, with his teammate, who's basically been playing the good teammate player, who's obviously letting him have maximum points, just tears past him at the last lap on the start
last
finish
lap,
straight.
It was in the last 10 yards he overtook him.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years.
It was between where the pit crew was, all cheering them on, and the finish, he overtook him. And it stunned silence. And I didn't know which was funnier, him doing that or his fantastic excuse for having done so. Which just has, I mean, cue your moo sound about now, Stat. It was utter bullshit.
Hang on, you can't say that. What are they going to think my moo sound?
Your moo sound. Play your moo sound.
I can't play that now.
Why not? Play
your
moo.
You told me it was too loud.
Play it anyway. Well,
it went something like moo. But anyway. That level of bullshit. Okay. And in fact, I think the team boss said something along the lines of he should not assume that his team is stupid. And that if the other guy fails to win by a margin of 5 points or under,
he's getting his margin.
There will be consequences.
All consequences.
I think that means tying him to the back of the bike and doing 50 laps.
It's the kind of thing that... It's not a team race. Who just went? What the...
It's the Britney Spears catatone thing.
I can hear that.
Oh, is it?
I can hear that.
Oh, it's in the background. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, dear.
I was getting the...
thank you.
Yeah, no, I told you, it goes moo.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah. He said, oh, I thought it said one lap to go.
Yeah, and there he thinks he was... I saw the one lap remaining sign and thought I...
You
I'd go
liar!
Yeah.
You lie!
Pants on fire!
Jeffrey Archer.
Yeah.
In the bag.
Yeah, but why?
Because he had the chance to win.
No, I mean just why Jeffrey Archer?
Oh, because he's a liar.
Oh, okay.
He's a liar, liar, pants on fire. This is a proven... I mean, he can't even call me libelous for saying it now. Because he... thank you.
We've turned into the Steve Wright show, haven't we?
We're gonna have fun with this next week. I think I'm going to use this next
week. Well, Mr. English and Pearlie's going to ring in, is he?
So, yeah, the championship was made a complete mockery of. Or not.
Yes. Mm.
Personally, I believe he was well within his rights.
Yes.
I would say, I won't fight you for it. If it comes down to a fight, I'll concede. That's fair. But you are, in fact, going to have to be faster than me.
Yep. But the thing is, we had this in 250s a few years ago. Last lap, last corner, two teammates, and one of them led all the time, and the other one, at the last possible minute, just overtook him and won the world championship in 250s because of it. The two teammates were 1 and 2, and whoever won the race was world champion.
Fair enough.
And it was Olivier Jacques and Shinya Nakano. And Nakano
yes.
was leading. And Olivier Jacques just slipstreamed for the championship. Which is
yes,
pretty good going.
But ask yourself who still works for the team.
Oh, they both did for a while.
No, now. Still,
yes, but that's because
who still
Nakano
has the premier seat?
Actually, for that team, neither.
Hmm.
No, it was.
They
I
both had
wrong.
It in. They both had the seat, I think, at the year after it, or one of them was.
But anyway.
Yes, they both rode for. Tech. Oh God. God.
Tech
I think we've hit rambling mode.
Yes. Mm. However, and on another quick respite, there was no second superbike race, which annoyed the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Rossi, didn't he do well?
Doesn't he always?
Oh, yeah. And...
But talk about that. Didn't Melandri put the
what
goods?
A fight. He,
I mean, Rossi may be world champion and everything and won and all that, but Melandri,
yeah.
Ride of the month.
Yeah, he
if
beat his
so.
Teammate resoundingly, repeatedly.
Well, he finished.
Hey, no. Gibernau finished this time because Melandri forced him to make an error. I mean, beautiful riding. Melandri does deserve to eventually, in a couple of years, when Rossi's moved on to other things, to stand a chance at the championship.
You think Melandri and Pedrosa should be fighting it out in 2007
with
800cc machines?
Now that I would pay to see.
Well, guess
okay.
what? I will be doing.
Guys.
Hi, Stutt. Hi, Stutt. I'm sorry.
Hello. Yes. At 68 meg, we're stopping.
That's rather large.
Okay.
It
gosh,
is.
Gosh, that's a big one.
You know that
we should thank
the proper size.
Well, we should thank sharedserver.net for the bandwidth.
We should.
And hosting
gosh, should
on
you
that.
Ever.
Because this is going to
yeah,
cost
we should, because they rock. And all
yeah.
the cool
well,
websites
ask,
are on
actually.
There. Did you know that?
Where is it? The episode we did on the 14th of August,
yeah.
which I believe was our second.
Yeah.
What's the date today? It's the 3rd of October?
Fourth.
Something like that.
So far, that episode has had 20 downloads in October.
Really?
What is it about that particular one?
That's nice.
I'm confuzzled.
People catching up.
Well, they
who
don't
knows?
Go very far. Hurry up.
What was in it?
Hmm. It was your first one, I don't know. Maybe it's...
It's the Judge Dredd issue.
I don't know.
Dear. Yes. I'm trying to think. Gotta be it.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're wrapping up, aren't you? You're trying to get us to wrap up here, aren't you? Should we wrap up?
You think?
Why don't you just tell us to fuck off?
Yeah.
Let's talk about September.
Let's talk about what?
Let's talk about September.
What about September?
That episode. How many times do you think it was downloaded?
What, number 4?
Yeah. No, 2005, August
14th. Oh, right.
Just, you know, off the top of your head. And bear in mind, not all of these will be full downloads. Some of these will be cancelled ones.
You're talking about the first ever one, yeah? 14th of August?
No, the second. First one with you.
24th of August.
Oh, right. 14th was the first,
yeah.
Oh, in that case, make it the first. How many times do you think the first one's
total?
Gone? Total. For September.
Oh, for September. I'm looking at the log files, so I can't really... I'm on AW stats, so if I were to say 24, that would be bad.
But seriously, it was 45 meg file.
35?
The average size downloaded was 35.
Sorry, 36.
So, basically that means most people got most of it.
Nice.
And it was grabbed 352 times.
What?
So, yes, you should be grateful to ShareServer.net.
How many?
We can't have had 300 listeners.
Well, it's not 300 listeners, it's 300 downloads.
That's 300 people clicking the play button and then turning their machines off.
Oh, bugger, I just realised what I was doing. I was looking at October.
Oh, yeah.
October, we've had that episode download 25 times.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't Stuff just say that?
Yes, I did.
Was Jared Light in another room or something?
I was actually just reading the stats page.
He's in another country.
That's no excuse.
Yeah,
I was just reading the stats page.
22 gig last month.
That's rather good.
That's a lot.
8 gig in August.
Well, thank you all you wonderful listeners.
Somebody's got it on repeat and has gone away from the office, haven't they?
Someone's just hammering the download, aren't they?
Yeah. It's not me.
For no apparent reason.
Is it all different IPs?
517 unique visitors.
I don't know, we can get unique visitors, 517, yeah.
Wow!
That's rather nice, I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, fantastic!
You don't get enough
emails.
So if
you all
come
together, I can get a new microphone. Cheers, guys!
Yeah.
Everyone send a quid in for Spanch.
A what?
Yes, a pound drive.
A pound.
Hey, right.
Or a euro.
That was
or
my
a
Latin
dollar.
Joke, sorry, it was really crap.
PayPal
well, really
£1.
Was rather quap. Quap.
We should get a donate.
I'd rather kumquat.
Oh,
donate
that rock.
Yeah, buy Spadger a microphone, headset.
Thing.
Buy me a valve compressor.
Compressor.
And me.
Yeah.
Buy me a new house.
Guys, we do this for the experience and to entertain the world.
No, we do it for the chicks.
We do it for the chicks.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Because, yeah, you want...
So I've got all the chicks I can handle at the moment.
That's nice. Jessica Isn't King? Just...
What?
Who?
The search phrase that brought somebody to our site was Jessica King.
How?
Yeah, we played one of her tracks a couple of weeks ago.
Nice. That's very good of us.
That's great.
We're doing very well in Google. For the search podcast, we keep going first to second to first to second.
Fighting with Delicious.
Yeah, they've got a better Fred's podcast.
Yeah, they've got a Fred's podcast. They've got a better page rank, I think.
I'm not surprised.
Huh?
His Google results are full of people saying, "I love this page. It's great." Yada yada yada.
Yeah, but the problem is it's got so much content. It's not very
navigable.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, let's just say Adrian Smith again. He really knows his iPods.
He does.
And the other Adrian Smith really knows his paintbrush.
Oh, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Yes.
Shut up.
You started it.
You invaded Poland.
Who invaded Poland?
Adolf, I think, quite famously.
Oh, right.
That was the one.
I knew someone had did it, I just couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, Mr. Napoleon, sir. Mr. Napoleon, sir. You're my favourite fascist dictator.
Right. I beg anyway, your pardon.
Guys, shut up. Shut
it's
up.
A Rimmer
shut
quote.
All oh, right.
Shut up.
Yes, that's telling us.
Oh,
yes.
Hang on.
Spotcast.
Let's start that again. It went so very wrong.
It worked fine here.
Another partial success.
Yes, I moved the wrong slider.
Spotcast.
So it's your fault for wanting the moo.
Yeah. Blame me.
Blame moo.
Do we all share
Cow's opinion?
Yes. Anyway, yes. Bye!
Bye!
Educating. Why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?
And we're back.
Spotcast. Good day.
Lovely.
Bye.
Yeah. Anyway. So that went well. All live and everything.
I've got to go.
Okay, see you, Jake.
Moo.
Bye. Has he gone yet?
I hope so.